Hey friend, it's Marissa, and welcome to the Camera Brave Show, the podcast where entrepreneurs uncover the power of storytelling. I teach entrepreneurs just like you how to take video and build their confidence on camera. In this show, I give you my best tips for framing your mindset, crafting your camera presence, and connecting deeper through video. I'm so excited to watch you grow. Let's dive right in. Hello, friend, and welcome back to another episode of the Camera Brave Show. My name's Marissa, your video marketing coach, teaching you how to take stunning videos and feel confident on camera. Today's episode, I will be joined by a good friend of mine, Amber Wyrock of Socially Inspired Management. She's going to talk to us all about her business and what she does and how that relates to telling your story on video. She's going to share a little bit of her story with us, and we're going to dive into it. So let me introduce Amber. Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
Amazing. So if you could start us off by telling us a little bit about yourself and your business.
Sure. So I started Socially Inspired Management about a year and a half ago. And honestly, it was born out of a desire to be more present with my kids. I have three daughters, and I was working in a job that took me away a lot of evenings and weekends. And I just felt like the time with them was super fleeting. And so again, my purpose initially was to build something for myself, for my family, and to be more present with them. And then when I got into it, I realized how much I loved being an entrepreneur, how much I loved, and not just that, but the purpose of my business is to help other entrepreneurs and to be in service to them. And so from there, it just really built and grew and turned into something bigger than I honestly imagined when I first started. So I run a social media management business, but we really help in a lot of areas in digital marketing. And so we have social media management and engagement. We support clients in Pinterest optimization, graphic design, SEO, copywriting, a large multitude of things. But what really happened after I got started was this desire and this dream that Socially Inspired would become this full service, one-stop shop for the small business owner to really have their digital marketing needs met. And with that came growth and a team that has come around me, and we're just growing and loving it.
Yes, I love that. I would also love if you would share your, I don't know if you call it your mission statement or your purpose, but linking arms with other entrepreneurs. Would you talk about that for a moment? Because when we first spoke, that was really something that stood out to me as, okay, this girl is not just a VA. She's not just going to be able to handle the busy work and the things that I don't need, but this is someone who's invested in my growth and in growing a community of entrepreneurs, which I think is so important, especially in the beginning of entrepreneurship when it's so hard. So would you talk about that for a moment?
Yeah. So I talk about how it is our vision to link arms with entrepreneurs to help them reach their business goals and see their business grow. So for me, this is where that service element comes in. So many, there's a need for virtual assistants that are task oriented, but my desire and my passion, I would not have been fulfilled if I was just checking a list. You know, for me, it was, I want to come alongside the entrepreneur and support them and really free them up to do what only they can do. They have an extreme, amazing skill set that may not include social media management or email management or copywriting, but that doesn't mean that they don't have a message to get out there and they don't have a vision to get out there. So my goal is to free them up to do that and really help them get their mission and their message out to their ideal client. For me, again, that's that service element. It's coming alongside them. I always laugh and say, your business becomes my business, because your success, if you succeed, that is a success for me and for my team. And that is the best feeling in the world when you see, you know, when a client calls me and says, I just, you know, signed this contract, or, oh my gosh, I just had 50 people sign up for my course, or whatever it might be. It is a win for me as well.
Yes, absolutely. I love that. And you are a very encouraging person. And I absolutely love what your company does and what you do as an entrepreneur. So let's talk a little bit about a project that we recently worked together on. So Amber and I rather recently have started piecing together Instagram Reels and doing the entire storytelling process from idea and concept to executing and editing and making sure that it's got every single thing that it needs, that it fits in with the specific niche, that it's got those call to actions, those hooks, all of the good things. And then, you know, of course, my thing, high quality video, nothing but value. We're not just trend hopping. We're not just trying to get a bunch of views and go viral. We're trying to create valuable content that really helps to add to different entrepreneurs' social media presence. We recently worked on several real projects. So first of all, let's just dive into what do you think some of the values are as someone who has handled so many accounts and has seen the numbers themselves, seen the analytics. What would you say is like the true value currently in creating Instagram Reels?
Well, I don't think it's any secret that Instagram, they highlight and they really favor Reels. The video content, and not just Instagram, across every platform, video content is definitely very favored. And so, you know, you have a choice. You can decide not to go that direction, or you can decide to find a way to make that fit for you. And so what I'm really seeing across my accounts that I support, and honestly, I support a wide range of different accounts, different brands, and different industries. And without fail across the board, if you are doing Reels, your reach in front of non-followers is amazing. And that's the whole point, right? I mean, it's great that you want to continue to provide value and service to your current followers, but if you're not getting in front of anyone new, how are you going to grow? And so I really think that Reels has the most potential for growth at this point in time. Now, I understand not every single person who you reach with a reel is going to necessarily convert to a follower. But as you continue to put out high quality, great content, valuable content inside of your reels, if someone sees your reel pop up regularly, they're going to, and they really like your content, that is going to convert to a follower. So I think the biggest value right now is really taking into account, do I have a desire to grow? If I have a desire to grow my social media presence and my following, and hopefully your customer base, you're going to have to figure out a way to make Reels work for you.
Absolutely. So let's touch on how you said it was that keyword. If people are seeing your content regularly, if they're seeing things and maybe they're not, because we know how people operate, they're not necessarily going to follow the first time they see your content. They may go to your page, they may take a look. So this is where consistency becomes so crucial for Instagram Reels. So what have you seen when you're able to be consistent, how that works with the outreach that you have and those people that are coming in that are not necessarily followers at first, but may be able to convert to, you know, essentially followers or leads or even customers further on down the road?
Well, as with anything, consistency is really the key, right? Whether it's a static post or a reel, being in your stories, it doesn't actually, all of those areas, it being consistent is the key. And consistency might look different for every single person. Some people might want to post multiple things a day. Other people are really consistent with the like three times a week. And that is okay. I know there's a lot of people out there that are like, you should be in your stories every day. You should be in a reel, all of the different things. But my idea is set a pattern or set a schedule that works for you that you can be consistent with. But yes, consistency is what is going to lead to conversion. So if a person is, they're scrolling regularly, right? Okay, let's just be honest. We all do it. We get into the scroll mode, right? If I am scrolling and I pause and I'm like, oh, I really like that reel. That's a catchy reel. And then I scroll a little bit longer and I see another one from the same content creator, from the same brand, that is going to start to catch my eye. I do not follow people on the very first reel. But I can tell you, if I start to see consistent content from you that is high value, high quality, and makes me pause and think or laugh or whatever, those are the people that I am going to click that follow button and want to see their content regularly.
Yes, absolutely. I am the same exact way. I do not follow on the first time, but if you keep popping up and you keep giving me the same type of content that I've kind of learned to expect, whether it's funny or it's educational or whatever it is, you kind of learn to associate a type of content with an account. And then that consistency, I think I love what you said there. Consistency leads to conversion. I love that. We recently worked together on a 30 Days of Reels project. This was the first time that I've ever done anything like this. I believe the first time that you have, and even this client that was amazing enough to be consistent for 30 days. Talk to me a little bit about that whole project.
Oh my goodness. First of all, I probably looking back, I feel like we were a little crazy. So I think probably was it towards the end of February, I had this idea. I had been seeing all of these different posts from other social media managers saying a reel a day, a reel a day, a reel a day, right? And, you know, and I, it's not that I disbelieved it. I just thought to myself, I want my own data. I want my own statistics. I want to actually know when a client comes to me and says, does this really matter? I want to be able to say yes. And these are the numbers I have seen. These are the results I have seen. So I first reached out to Marissa, to you, and I was like, okay, will you help me with this? Because in truth, while I have a pretty great, you know, a deep knowledge of the social media platform as a whole, I did not have a lot of experience in Reels. And I also felt pretty, as far as figuring out trends, I felt pretty shaky on that. I went to Marissa because I knew you were, you know, you're in the thick of it, learning Reels yourself, diving into that yourself, and obviously have an eye for video. And so she said, you said yes. Marissa was like, yes, I will help you. And then I went to my client, Kim, at For a Good Life After 50, and she was so funny. She later told me that she had to like really pause and think about it. But like in reality, when I talked to her, she was literally like, okay, it was so funny. She was just like, okay, let's do it. Let's try it. Let's give it a whirl. And she did. She was a rock star. We provided her with, how many did we do? 5 options a week.
Yeah, I think so.
5 options a week.
7.
Actually, you're right. We gave her 7 options, but she also was so great. She would come up with ideas and different things that would jump out to her. And so we would then set up a plan and we scheduled them all over the place because that was the other thing. I was like, what time actually matters? What is the right time to drop it? What, you know, all of those different things. So we set up a schedule for dropping them. And man, we just kind of we dove in. It was the first week was like, oh, this is fun. The second week was like, oh my gosh, this is a lot of work. But it was not too crazy. I don't know if I wouldn't want to do that consistently for a client. 30 days, every day having a reel. I would maybe do it as a campaign and then be done. But man, it is a lot. It's a commitment. We learned a lot about batching. We learned a lot about being creative and having to come up with alternatives. This particular client was going through some health things. And so there were some days and weeks when she didn't feel as great as she normally does. And so we had to get creative on a couple of different things and how we put reels together.
I think part of that, I think if you are going to approach a 30 days of reel campaign, first of all, you guys did amazing. You did great with that. But I think one thing that's so crucial in approaching that kind of campaign is, first of all, understanding that as of right now, reels cannot be scheduled. So they cannot be created a whole week in advance. You cannot line it up to post at these magical times and then collect your analytics. We need to work on that, Instagram, because that is going to be a game changer right there. That is going to change everything when we can finally schedule reels. And I do think it's a when. I don't think it's an if. I do think Instagram's going to figure it out at some point. So that being said, it's understanding that commitment that you would have to get on every single day and push it out. And then I think the second thing that's super crucial to, if anyone's considering doing this, is you have to let go of the idea of it being perfect. Because as you said, even in the thick of this, there's still health problems. There's still a business. Your life is never going to pause for a calm 30 days. I mean, no one that I know anyway, is their life going to just calm down for 30 days so they can sit there and make their videos and engage and just focus on Instagram? That is not going to happen. So understanding that you've got to be willing to say, okay, I get 10 minutes per recording, or I get 3 takes. That's it. We've got to move on. We got to call it good enough and get on with it. So would you share a little bit? Now I know every single account is different and every niche is different. Everything. There's so many different variables, timing, all of those things, but just for some encouragement to anyone who may be wanting to try this or who maybe has stayed away from Reels altogether, would you share some of the numbers that you guys saw doing this 30 days of Reel campaign?
Absolutely. I think that was the most encouraging part for me, because like I said, you hit that 2-3 week mark and you're kind of like, is this even working? And actually really quick, an anecdotal story. One of the reels that we posted initially had, you know, maybe a couple thousand views. It had done okay. It was one of those really quick short ones. And you know, you have to, when you're posting reels regularly, you have to be okay with like one reel is a hit, one reel is a miss. Like you just move on, right? This one particular reel, it caught a tailwind about 2 weeks in and took off. And guys, it was honestly probably one of the reels that wasn't very difficult to record and wasn't even greatly edited. Okay. It was not a great reel. I would say if you were looking at like high quality, it was not this fantastic reel, and yet it caught a tailwind and now it has almost 100K views. Like it literally went from sitting at like 2000 and then 2 weeks later just took off. So this is the cool part about reels, guys. You can put it out there and it doesn't stop having impact. Different than a static post where when you just scroll and scroll and scroll and eventually your post gets buried. So unless someone goes to your page, they're not seeing that post that you posted 2 weeks ago. They're just not. But reels are not that way. Reels get recirculated. They're in there. Depending on the content that you're obviously watching, Instagram will put things in front of you. It's all that algorithm that's real mystical and real out there, but it is the truth. So the cool part about the effort and the time that you're putting into creating reels is that the effort doesn't stop with the drop. When you put it out there and it's done and you're like, okay, I put it out there. 2 days later, it's buried beneath all these other posts. It doesn't do that with reels. So consider that the time and effort that you're putting into posting could continue to have effect and impact with your target audience. As far as other numbers, and this is incredible. So just for a frame of reference with this particular account, when we started, we were about at 7,500 followers. So it was a, you know, good size following, but not, you know, a massive following. But when we got to the end of the 30 days, her reach specifically was at 115K.
Wow.
Her typical reach, that was 339% over her typical like monthly reach. Okay. So, but here's where it gets really cool. Of that 115K, 110 was non-followers. She was in front of 110K accounts that do not currently follow her. Amazing. Incredible. Like for me, that was the testament of, if you're wanting to get in front of people who do not currently follow you, that is the way to do it. Now, of that, she also had 1,432 accounts engaged over the course of 30 days. That was 70%, about 70% over what her normal engagement was. Here is the cool part though. 792 were non-followers that were engaged. And that is 140% more accounts that weren't following you as compared to the previous 30 days. So to have that many people who are engaged on your post that do not follow you. So that means they're liking, they're commenting, they're sharing, they're posting to their stories, those kinds of things. That is another huge uptick. And that's what people you want to see that engagement grow.
So let me interject real quick, just for people who may be newer to understanding Instagram analytics. So what she's talking about, the and please correct me if I'm misspeaking, but from what I understand, the reach are, those are all of the people that are seeing your posts. So when you do reels, you're able to get to so many more non-followers. It's similar to hashtags. However, you can combine reels and hashtags and trending audio. So it's really a magical sweet spot. And as Amber mentioned, these posts don't disappear in the feed, or these reels do not disappear in the feed. They don't just stick on your page. Instagram will continue to push them out because of who knows, algorithm things. So the reach, those are people that are seeing your content, and those can be people who follow you or people who are not following you. So this account that had under 10K followers had 110,000 people that do not follow her account see her reels. So that is her reach. That is powerful. Then we have engagement. So those are people who are actually interacting with your post, whether it's liking it, commenting it, saving it, or sharing it. All of those are great. We love to see saves. We love to see shares. You know, those are definitely like higher value engagements. Comments are amazing. And then likes are also great. There's not necessarily a bad form of engagement, but having that sort of percentage. So it was a 140% increase of non-followers engaging. So that's someone who has maybe never seen your content before, but is still engaging. That means that's good content. If people who don't know you and haven't seen it before are liking, saving, and sharing and commenting, that is good content. And then you're still starting to build that know, like, and trust factor. So please continue on. I just wanted to break down the difference between like reach and engagement. And then we have actual followers, which are the people who hit that follow button and follow your account. So things to keep in mind when you're doing these reels are putting the call to actions like follow for more tips, or save this, or share it with an entrepreneur friend, and don't see it as self-promoting. See it as spreading the value. Don't see it as you're like, look at me, follow me. It's no, I share so much value. This is where you can get more value. So please go on, Amber. I just wanted to kind of explain that difference.
Yeah. And I think the important thing is that you're right. Call to action doesn't have to necessarily mean salesy, because I think that's so often when people think of a call to action, they're thinking, well, I'm promoting a product or I'm promoting a service. And that is part of call to action, but call to action is also belief-based. Okay. If we are going to believe that what we have, what we're offering, what we bring to the table as entrepreneurs is valuable, which I would say if you are spending time as an entrepreneur, you have at least some of that belief. If you are going to believe that, then we also believe that what we have is what someone needs. And we're in, it's call to action is not sales. It's inviting them in. It's inviting them to be a part of the culture that you're creating, or the thing that you are bringing to the table. And so I think that when we forget or we avoid the call to action, whether it's on reels or posts, sorry, I'm getting on a soapbox here, but when we avoid a call to action, we often leave so much on the table, and we're communicating that what we really believe is not that what we have is what they need. And so don't hesitate to do the call to action. And it doesn't, again, it doesn't have to be about the product or the discovery call or whatever. It can just simply be, hey, I would love to have you be a part of this community. Come and join us. Hey, do you want to see more tips like this? Make sure you're following, that kind of thing. Or the call to action of, does someone else need to see this today? Send it to them. Because that is not even about you or even about them. It's about them thinking of someone else that might benefit from this. So sorry, got on the little call to action, you know, soapbox there.
Love it.
But I do want, so one of the big questions that I had from so many people regarding this 30 days of Reels challenge was about follower growth. So how many followers did you in fact see come? She had almost 500 new followers in that 30 days. Now, some people might say, okay, well, what does that actually mean? Obviously, as her social media manager, I track analytics from month to month to month. Her typical growth in a month is anywhere between 200 and 250 new followers.
Wow.
So we usually see 200 to 250 followers. In the month of March, we saw almost double that on the high end, double on the high end. So for me, and again, this is one of those things where when I went into it, I had no idea. I really had no idea what that conversion would be. I went into it thinking, you know, okay, we could see the exact same numbers and maybe some more reach, but no actual new followers. But guys, that number speaks for itself. It speaks for itself. You will see a growth in your account if you are consistently posting reels that are high quality and consistent with your brand and bring value to your client base.
And you don't have to dance and you don't have to point. Kim does not dance. You know, she may do this here and there, but it is nothing like those annoying trends. And I'm not going to speak a lot on this because I feel like I talk about it all the time. I just did a whole episode on what a trend even means. But if you are stuck on the idea that you have to dance, that you have to point, and that you have to do anything that doesn't feel true and valuable to your brand, you are kidding. You're kidding yourself. And you may just be protecting yourself, allowing yourself to think that's not for me. That way you feel like you're off the hook and you don't have to do it. I think we're kind of protecting ourselves, right? Saying, oh, that's for people who dance or who are young or who do X, Y, Z crafters or whatever. That's not for me. The truth is, Instagram Reels are a valuable tool that anyone can use. And if you have this idea in your head that it's something annoying or trendy, I'm going to argue that you're doing that so that way you are kind of off the hook and not having to create them. But there is so much opportunity inside of these reels. And you can tell your story inside of these reels. Let's talk a little bit because Amber, you yourself have been seriously showing up in reels. I am so proud of you. Amber has been crushing her reels lately. And talk about the storytelling aspect that you personally see. I know how I feel about reels and about storytelling, but tell me what your approach is seeing other clients tell their story and create reels. Do you think that reels are a valuable component inside of storytelling?
I mean, as with anything, different creative elements evolve, right? So let's think about Pinterest back in the day. Pinterest was this platform where crafters and DIY, they would share these things. You would go on and be like, how do I create blah, blah, blah? And you would do, it was great. But Pinterest has evolved so much into this amazing search engine for all different brands. It is not a crafter's page anymore. You can still find those things, but whether it's fashion influencers, it is design and interior design. It's even, I've seen coaches that are putting their videos and their encouraging content on there and really seeing conversions from Pinterest. So similar to that, what it started at, it has evolved. Reels is the same way. So yes, short form video very much started as this kind of trendy dancing, pointing, youthful, I've heard people who say that, platform, right? But now what you're seeing is that people are getting a hold of it and they're making it their own. And so, yeah, this the storytelling and the original audio is taking off and there's so much space for that right now. It's actually a perfect time. If you have not created reels because you don't want to dance, you don't want to point, you don't want to do those things, this is a perfect time to get into it because storytelling and original audio is where it's at. This is your moment. Okay. So dive in, share your story. And the cool part is that it's a snippet. It on Instagram, it's 60 seconds max. So you don't have to overthink it. You don't have to have a whole, you know, podcast episode of content. You don't have to have any of that. It's literally just a nugget. But if you have anything to share with your ideal client, that's where it should be.
It's not just me, y'all. It's not just me telling you to make reels. We have a virtual assistant agency expert telling us that now is the time, even if you haven't started, even if you don't have it all figured out, 60 seconds, 30 seconds, 15 seconds, it is time. Amber, I would love it if you could close us out by sharing something encouraging. And this could be to someone wanting to get started on Instagram Reels, or it could be to an entrepreneur looking to grow and scale their business. I know you have done some serious growth in your own business this year. You have a thriving team, a beautiful community over at Socially Inspired Management. So if you could just share some bit of encouragement today with anyone listening, what would that be?
I really think back to when I started out and it was just me. And I loved the idea of working for myself, but it often just felt like myself. You know, it's very lonely as an entrepreneur. I imagine every single person listening to this who has either been there or they're there now, they know exactly what that feeling is. John Maxwell says, you're only as good as the people you have around you. And I really found that to be true. It may mean that you build a team. I've built a team around me because I wanted a team of experts in their area to bring that value to the socially inspired clients. I wanted people who were high level that could bring that extra value. Or it may mean that you find a coach that you work with. You have a coach that is speaking wisdom and encouragement, but also pulling things out of you and really encouraging you to step outside of your comfort zone. Or it may even be that you find a community of like-minded people that you press into. But what I can tell any entrepreneur is that if you are in this kind of going it alone and you're, you know, you even hear the word solopreneur, if you are pressing into that idea that it's you and you alone, you are only as good as the people that you have around you. And if you don't have anyone around you, you're going to struggle to see growth. So I would just really encourage you to find community, to reach out to a community that you can trust, that is a trusted voice. I would say find that coach. If you've been hesitating to invest in yourself and in your business because you're not sure that's the best place to put your income or your revenue, stop debating that. Dive in and get a coach that can support you. If you're on that edge of like, should I bring someone onto my team? Should I hire someone? You probably already know you should if you're having that conversation in your mind. But I just really want to encourage you to not try to walk this path alone. Press into other people. You need that.
I love that. That is excellent advice and excellent encouragement. So if you could please tell our listeners where they can find you, how they can connect with you and learn more about all of the incredibly helpful things that you do and ways that you help entrepreneurs.
Absolutely. So you can find me at sociallyinspiredmanagement.com. That is our website. And then also on Instagram, Socially Inspired Management. I would love if you're wanting to connect or find out any more about what we're doing with Socially Inspired, you can shoot me a DM, shoot me an email, whatever is easiest. And then I'm also super excited to be launching my own podcast called The Inspired Biz. Actually, I'm not sure when this will air, but it's probably already live. So yes. Go check it out wherever you listen to podcasts. But my heart around The Inspired Biz is to do exactly what I was just talking about, to help link entrepreneurs to other voices, to bring inspired stories and encouragement and information and knowledge to the entrepreneur, especially the small businesses, those that are just getting started and really need those voices that are pouring into them. So yeah, check it out.
Yes. Excellent. At the time that this episode is released, Amber's The Inspired Biz podcast will be live. You can check it out anywhere you listen to podcasts. I have had a sneak peek and it is good stuff. Not only is Amber a virtual assistant agency owner, but she also is a coach and she has some excellent insight into growth mindset. That is one thing that I love, love, love hearing about from her. So please go and connect with her and check out all of the amazing things. Amber, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate having you here. As always, you guys can find me over at Camera Brave on Instagram, Facebook, and now TikTok. Thank you so much for joining me today, friends. I hope you have an amazing rest of your week and I'll see you next time on the Camera Brave Show. Thank you for listening to another episode of The Camera Brave Show. Make sure you subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to get notifications of new episodes every single week. I love bringing you practical confidence and mindset tips. If you love them too, one of the best ways to support this podcast is to leave us a review because it helps us grow the platform to bring you even more powerful stories. Plus, it makes me do a literal happy dance. I so appreciate you spending your time with me, friend. I'll see you next week.